One of the reasons why I encourage families to hire through a home health agency also is the home health agency will do the taxes and the reporting. That's one less thing for the family to do. We had a personal situation in our family where we hired the daughter of a family friend who we've known since the day she was born. And she ended up stealing from my grandfather, leaving him alone. He ended up wandering around in our neighborhood, and it could have had a very, very tragic ending. But this was someone that my family knew for years. So what you can do to minimize this is make sure that you reduce the amount of cash that's available so that the caregiver doesn't necessarily have access to large amounts of cash. Secure personal items that are at the home, jewelry, things that they may be able to pawn, silverware, items that may be able to be sold somewhere. We've used TrueLink not only for our special needs clients, but for caregivers that need access to cash, and we want to be able to have a dashboard to control the amount of cash that this caregiver has access to. So, make sure that you control the access to cash. I would do cameras. I would do spot checks. It's such a challenging time right now to have caregivers that we see families that have caregivers they may not be super happy with, or there may be issues with, but because of COVID-19, they're just dealing with the situation that they have on hand. So our professional number three, this is our failure to launch a family member. And I have this experience in both my personal and professional life where it's that family member, as Renee described, that just never quite gets it together. And there's all kinds of excuses made. The plan usually starts out like this. The adult child goes in to help mom. And then the adult child ends up maybe not giving quite as much care. They may be also getting money from their parent. And there's lots of problems with this. Number one, what is the exit strategy for when mom dies? Is this adult child going to live in the house forever? What happens if mom has to go to a nursing home? I've had to explain to a person in their 60s that, I'm sorry, you don't have any money, but when you place your mom into a nursing home, her Social Security has to go to the nursing home as a co-payment and cannot be used to support you at home. So one of the solutions we recommend for families is to keep open financial records, have an exit plan for when mom dies or has to go to the nursing home. And these things can creep up. The adult child who is this failure to launch person may go there with the intention of only staying there for just a few months, a few years, then this happens, then that happens. Next thing you know, you have an embedded situation where there's no easy out. The other issue is Medicaid. If someone is going to apply for Medicaid, so the older adult is no longer able to stay at home and has to go to a nursing home, now we have a situation where there may have been gifts or transfers between the adult child or family member living at home and the person that has to go into a nursing home. And we have to have a good reason why that should not cause a loss of eligibility for Medicaid benefits. Medicaid will look at those transfers for as though they did that to qualify for Medicaid. It is a rebuttable presumption, but it's something that if we have an agreement ahead of time, it's a whole lot easier to address when that person goes to the nursing home. Okay, so professional number four, Medicaid planning is legal. I remember when I first started law school, I had a law student say, oh, you want to be an elder law attorney. You're one of those people that wants to hide assets and qualify people for Medicaid even when we have when they have money. And I think that's a common misperception about what Medicaid planning is. There's also a common misperception that anybody can do Medicaid planning. In order to charge a fee to do Medicaid planning, you have to be an attorney. And that is provided in Texas Human Resource Code Section 12.003. This is a Class A misdemeanor. So there's criminal penalties associated if you charge a fee for Medicaid. who is giving Medicaid advice these days? It seems like everybody. But we see non-lawyers giving Medicaid advice. We'll talk about that. Attorneys without proper Medicaid knowledge and training are saying things that are may have been rules from 10 years ago. I see that in my office frequently, where a well-meaning attorney who is practicing outside of his or her skill set has told the client something that is just wrong. If you attended the Texas NALA conference on Wednesday and you listened to Clyde and Marilyn's Medicaid update, you can see things are incredibly muddy. The rules for Medicaid change frequently. It's a complex planning process. And as Clyde described, some of these Medicaid strategies we use are not even written in policy. We have a slide from a presentation 5 years ago, and we're having to use that. So it's incredibly complex. I say Medicaid planning is one of those things you either have to jump in the swimming pool or stay out of it. Otherwise, you're going to hurt clients. So we want to make sure that if you are practicing Medicaid, that you really are focusing on that and getting assistance. And of course, Texas NALA is going to be your go-to place for that.